Big Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
The neocons in National Review and other places are calling for an attack on Iran to get Obama's approval ratings up. That's coming up the next hour. But for the next 60 minutes, we're joined by Freeway Ricky Ross, one of the biggest cocaine dealers in U.S. history. And he was sentenced to life imprisonment after being convicted of trying to purchase more than 100 kilograms of cocaine from a federal agent. Ross's capture was facilitated by his career-long dealer, and it goes through all of that. It came out in the Dark Alliance piece done by Gary Webb that won the Pulitzer Prize, that the CIA was the main supplier of Ross. In 96, the CIA's inspector general basically admitted all this before Congress, and we have all the cases of CIA aircraft crashing with pure cocaine on board coming from the source. That happened just a year or so ago in Mexico. This goes on and on. So I want to get somebody at the heart of the cocaine epidemic on to break down what the drug war is really all about. He finally got out of prison. There have been all these big TV shows and movies and things made about Freeway Ricky Ross, and he now joins us here today. Good to have you with us.
Yeah, I'm glad to be here, man. Thanks for having me. You know, you tried to see me when I was in prison. I remember all the trouble that you went through trying to get in there, and then, you know, people weren't going to have it.
But now you're out. I mean, look, your bio's so amazingly complex. Just out of the gates, describe yourself the way you would describe Ricky Ross.
Man, I'm a loving, caring person. I love to help people. I want to see people happy, free, you know what I'm saying, and just enjoying this wonderful planet that we have, man. I want to save our planet. I think that we've been ruining it, you know, and that's my goal right now. I've been going around speaking to kids, which is one of the other things that I think that we have to do. You know, we have to get our children where they become analogical thinkers. You know, right now we're raising a bunch of robots where they just go along with the system. You know, whatever the powers that be say, they do it and never ask any questions. And you know, you got to question what's going on here. You know, when you see these people attacking different countries over oil and you know, resources, you know, it makes you wonder, you know, what is all this about? You know, is it really about weapons of mass destruction, or really just about making somebody's pocket richer who already have so much money that they're never going to spend it?
Absolutely. Expanding on that, Ricky, expanding on it, just in a nutshell, how did you get into drug dealing? How did you get supplied by the CIA? And is it true you were making profit $4 or $5 million a day?
Yes. I got into it from a school teacher. Turned me on to the drug business. I started with absolutely nothing, $125. I was broke. I was making my heyday $1 million to $2 million every day. It wouldn't be a day. It was not a day went by that I wasn't making $1 million.
Now, was that profit or just overall?
Overall, it wasn't profit. It would be off of $1 million. My profit would be about $200.
Now, when we come back, because we're about to break, I want to go through, you know, the history briefly for people that don't know. Most people do, but directly from, you know, the horse's mouth, as they say, not from the media spin, that you didn't even discover till later you were really being supplied by the CIA. I want to walk through that because this is a historical record. And then Gary Webb, they tried to discredit him. He had a new book coming out proving he was right. He's been since vindicated. He said people had been breaking into his house. Then he got killed, shot himself twice in the head, and the police said, oh, it's normal to shoot yourself twice in the head.
With a shotgun. I don't know.
All right, Ricky Ross, stay there. The website is freewayenterprises.com, freewayenterprises.com to check out all things Freeway Ricky Ross. Ricky Ross is our guest. We got 58 minutes or 55 minutes coming up with our guest today. Very honored to have him with us and glad that he's been speaking out against the system. Stay with us.
Hounded by debt collectors with phone calls and letters? Thinking of calling a debt relief company? Don't. Greedy lawyers and debt companies charge thousands. Why pay when you can get their solution absolutely free with New York Times best-selling author Herb Kay's number one debt secret, the how-to on stopping the calls without paying the debt companies. Yes, free for a very limited time. Here's Herb Kay.
Don't get ripped off by credit repair companies when I can give you the information you need to do it yourself for free.
Herb Kay was right. His free information helped me stop the calls and settle my debt.
What have you got to lose? Stop the calls now, get out of debt, and have more money. Get Herb Kay's number one debt secret absolutely free now. Call 888-352-7726. That's 888-352-7726. 888-352-7726.
Hundreds of nations have fallen to tyranny in the last century alone. This is our last chance to not relive history.
As we're finishing off this agenda, they'll be pulling the rug from underneath Americans at home.
They have tremendous influence on our president and Congress, and they really are calling the shots.
I think it's incumbent upon all of us as American citizens to pay attention.
Fall of the Republic identifies the enemies of our nation, the criminal offshore cartel, hell-bent on destroying sovereignty, and on its ashes constructing world government.
Tim Geithner, Bernanke, they're arsonists. They're asking for more matches. And the Congress is saying, who do we make the check out to?
Today seems like nobody does care. And right now in Washington, D.C., we have seen a fall of the Republic.
Get your copy of Fall of the Republic on DVD at Infowars.com or watch it online right now in super high quality at PrisonPlanet.tv. This is Alex Jones with five good reasons you should consider buying a solar power generator. Number one, new climate legislation could easily double or triple your electric bill. Number two, our new energy czar wants to control how much power your electric company allows you to have. It's true. Total government control of electricity in the name of smart grid technology is coming. Number three, in some areas of the country, the power grid is dangerously overloaded. And now new socialist legislation is only compounding the problem. Number four, dangerous weather is always a threat to local grids. Every year, thousands of families lose their power from weather-related outages. Number five, a solar power generator provides powerful backup insurance and peace of mind. Folks, I really believe in the solar power generators offered by Solutions from Science, one of my oldest sponsors. You can get more information at www.mysolarbackup.com. That's mysolarbackup.com. Remember, the government doesn't own the sun, so go to mysolarbackup.com or call 1-877-327-0365.
Big Brother. Mainstream media. Government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
FreewayEnterprise.com. FreewayEnterprises.com. Links up on Infowars.com and PrisonPlanet.com. Ricky Ross spent decades in prison. We interviewed him from prison over the phone. Could never get into interview him. Poor American Drug War, 5 years in the making that Kevin Booth made. By the way, that's available at Infowars.com with How Weed Won the West, exposing this. Our listeners on the Twitter, on the Facebook are going crazy. If you have questions for Freeway Ricky Ross, you can send it to twitter.com/RealAlexJones, and we'll ask some of those questions. But Mr. Ross, again, I'm going to have him tell it. Going through how he became the biggest drug dealer on the West Coast, how he discovered that it was the CIA supplying him. It came out in the Dark Majesty and Dark Alliance pieces done by Gary Webb. They clearly then murdered him, the cover-up of that. And now where he's going today, what he's doing today, and what he has to say about the phony drug war. We've got all these drug dealers interviewed.
I got a lot to say about that, Alex.
Go ahead,
sir. It's robbery. A lot of those people should be put in prison. That's running this drug war. It's a mockery.
Well, we're going to get into that. In fact, right now, just give us your take on how the drug war really works, who's really behind the drugs, and let's go over your history.
Well, you know, Alex, when I first started selling drugs, Alex, believe it or not, I had no clue that I was going to become a drug dealer. No intentions on becoming a drug dealer. I was a tennis player. trying to become a tennis pro, wanting to go to college first to play tennis, and then wanting to go from there to become a pro. It was a movie came out that first introduced me, the first time I ever heard about cocaine, and then it went from there to a teacher telling me that that's how he made his money. And that sparked my interest. I went from being a total novice within 5 months to being, you know, a player in the drug business, making, you know, $1,000 a day. So basically, I was trapped almost, I would say, because, you know, when I go out and talk to these kids right now, I let them know that I know that today they may be innocent and not involved in drugs or anything like that there, but tomorrow, you know, that could change with circumstances. So that's basically how I got started in it. How I found out about that the CIA was involved, I got a call one day from my lawyer. My consulate came and got me and said, hey, your lawyer said he needs to talk to you. So when I called my lawyer back, it was he was telling me about Gary. He didn't tell me Gary's name, but he said, some reporter is investigating your informant, and he said that this guy's a major player. I said, well, hell, I already knew he's a major player. That's where I used to get all my drugs from. So I didn't know how major he was, though. You know, I didn't know that he had the ties that he had. I thought that we would just basically, you know, work in Los Angeles. I didn't know that, you know, he had spots up in San Francisco, Oklahoma, New Orleans. He was basically working the whole country. So my lawyer told me, he said, well, this reporter wants to come and see you. I said, well, I ain't got nothing to lose. You know, I'm looking at a life sentence. I ain't never going home. And the evidence is stacked up pretty good against me. You know, this guy, he called me and tells me that he has 700 kilos of cocaine and he needs to get rid of them. And these guys are on his back and he owes them money and they're going to do something to him. And would I please help him get rid of, you know, a couple hundred? You know, and I try to explain to him, hey, man, you know, I'm out the game. I'm trying to go straight, do the right thing, you know, and, you know, just do the right thing now. Well, anyway, he sweated me for 6 months. And finally, I broke down and I introduced him to a friend. When I introduced him to this friend, DEA come in and arrest all of us and take my friend's money who I introduced him to. And
they wanted to burn you in hindsight because previously your big supplier had been the CIA. Let's go back, though, and explain that, because that later came out in the Dark Alliance piece.
Absolutely. I mean,
give folks the names of these players.
Norm Meneses, Danilo Blandon. Danilo Blandon is the guy that I dealt with hand-to-hand. You know, I saw him every single day, two or three times a day. Norm Meneses, I never remember seeing him, but Danilo testified on the witness stand that we had been in buildings a couple times together. Because, you know, when I was young. I wasn't really paying attention to who was who, whose name was what. I didn't care about the contras.
They were using you as the main front. Continue.
Right. Basically, the only thing I was really doing, Alex, was selling drugs. I loved it that I was getting drugs so cheap and I could beat anybody's price and I could get all the drugs that I wanted. Those were my main concerns at that time. I didn't care if they was coming from the Contras, the CIA. I didn't ask any questions. You know, you're taking a guy who was fat broke and, you know, living in South Central Los Angeles, and now he's out of South Central. He has a condo and houses and cars. And I'm able to help my family. Those are the things that I was.
Yeah, suddenly you're making $1 million a day, but the government, the banks bringing it in and laundering it, they're not bad. It's you that's bad. So, I mean, bring us through when you really got the big connections, what year that was, when the money really started rolling in.
About 82-ish, 83-ish. We started making money hand over. I mean, I started making so much money that money didn't even matter anymore. It wasn't about the money. It got to the point where I was just doing it for the rush. I had more money than I thought I could ever spend. You know, I just bought whatever I wanted. And how I found out about the CIA for the first time was when Gary Webb's paper, because Gary didn't let it out. You know, Gary didn't tell me what the story was. He wanted to make sure that we weren't to the same guy, that my guy who set me up was his guy. And the next thing I know, after my trial, you know, Gary basically questioned Blandon for us. He interrogated Blandon through my attorney.
This is the San Jose Mercury News Pulitzer Prize winning author.
Right. And what we did, when we were going to trial, Gary sat right on the first row, and whenever my lawyer would need a question, he would always walk back to Gary and ask me, what should I ask him? And then Gary would give him names and you know, times and dates and all this stuff, and we couldn't believe where all this information was coming from. So, Gary made the informant say stuff like Reagan and them gave him $18 million to buy medical supplies, and they took it and bought drugs. You know, things of that nature came out in his testimony.
So it turns out that Blandone and others were working for the CIA.
Absolutely. They're what they call CIA operatives. They're not CIA agents, but they were operatives, meaning that they're on the CIA payroll, but, you know, they don't have green cards, so that they can't officially be CIA agents.
And then later, people like Barry Seal, who were operatives, they end up killing them.
Absolutely. We're not sure if Blandon's still alive. We don't know where he's at right now.
Go through some more of what came out in the trial and what came out in Dark Alliance. I mean, they really wanted to get Webb, and I talked to his friends and others who said that there were people breaking in his house, everything else, and then suddenly all these operatives came out and said, we were liars, nobody ever broke in his house, even though I had all these friends that had talked to Gary Webb. I'd interviewed Gary Webb. I'd talked to Webb about threats he was getting. He's got a new book coming out, totally proving even more. I was going to get him on, and then he shoots himself twice in the head with a shotgun.
Well, you know, even not just there, but even in the courtroom, they harassed Gary. You know, the DEA, the prosecutor, all of them told Gary that they were going to get him. You know, they didn't want him inside the courtroom.
Oh, really? Tell us about that as a witness in the court.
Oh, well, when he was inside the courtroom, when he walked outside the hall, all of them would be all over him. What the hell are you doing here? Get out of here. You don't know what you're doing. You don't know what you're talking about. You're going to get yours. I mean, just all kind of crazy stuff. My lawyer would tell me what was going on in the hallway. You know, because I couldn't see that. But this is the thing that my lawyer was telling me, and also Gary had told me some of the things that had happened to him as well.
Well, that's like the D.C. madam. I said, you're not going to kill yourself. And she said, no. And then I said, you better watch it. And then her landlord said people were following her. She was fearing for her life. She would never kill herself. Then they kill her, and then they have these operatives come out on the news and say, she told me she was going to kill herself. Look, if anybody kills me or kills you, I mean, let's say it on record. I'm never going to kill myself, and you're never going to kill yourself. Right, Ricky?
Absolutely. I was just going to tell you that. Just for the record, Alex, I love living. I'm breathing. I'm going to take a deep breath right now because I like breathing so much. I would never kill myself. I don't care. I'd rather go back to prison for life than to be dead. So, I'm never going to kill myself. There's never going to get anything out of here that would make me kill myself. So just for the record, Ricky Ross will never kill himself. So if something happened to me, you know that it was suicide.
And if somebody comes out and says you were, they're a liar.
Absolutely. You're getting it right here live on the Alex Jones Show that Ricky Ross loves being free. He loves his freedom, and I love working with these children. I'm getting such results that I would never kill myself, and I'm planning on living a long time. Matter of fact, you know, I eat healthy, I drive safe, I wear my seatbelt everywhere I go. I want to be around. So y'all watch out for me.
And I want to second all that. In fact, I've even done that myself on air. I love breath. I love life. My heart's beating good, and I drive safe, and I wear my seatbelt, and I don't use I don't use drugs, and
yeah, our government is off the change, man. We the people, we got to stand up, though, Alex. It's time we come out of this robotic state, man, and start doing, you know, they've been spending billions of dollars on this drug wars, man. They locking these young kids up for $1,000 worth of drugs. They're giving them 20 or 30 years and telling them they can't be rehabilitated. How can a 19-year-old kid not be rehabilitated because he sold some drugs?
Well, take Rush Limbaugh. He was eating 100 Oxycontins a day till it made him go deaf. That would, they did a calculation, would kill 7 average-sized horses. He was that addicted, probably has a liver the size of a couch. And he says if somebody gets caught with cocaine, they need 25 years in prison first offense. But if he's taking synthetic heroin, that's okay.
Exactly. It's a double standard. For if you're not one of the good old boys, you go to prison. If you're a good old boy, you get a TV show, a radio show like Oliver North. I mean, I didn't say that, did I?
Hey, Ricky Ross, stay there. We're going to come back and continue with the government drug dealing, what you're doing currently, your website, and a lot more. FreewayEnterprises.com. I'm Alex Jones.
You may be new to freeze-dried foods. You may have storable food questions. You may want to buy your freeze-dried foods from a very reputable company and not go broke in the process. Welcome to the Freeze-Dry Guy. Okay, actually, we're more than just one guy. We're a California-based company that's been serving our U.S. military and other government agencies with the finest in freeze-dried storable foods and emergency rations since 1970. See all about us at freezedryguy.com. With Freeze-Dry Guy freeze-dried foods, you can and will be ready for just about any unexpected crisis. Freeze-Dry Guy foods are delicious, require little preparation, and will taste just as fresh decades from now as they do today. Just add hot water and serve. Backpackers consistently rate us number one year after year as the best tasting and ease of preparation. Isn't that what you want for your family? Visit freezedryguy.com or call 866-404-FOOD. That's 866-404-3663 or go to freezedryguy.com. Freeze-Dry Guy, the best you can buy.
Hundreds of nations have fallen to tyranny in the last century alone. This is our last chance to not relive history.
As we're finishing off this agenda, they'll be pulling the rug from underneath Americans at home.
They have tremendous influence on our president and Congress, and they really are calling the shots.
I think it's incumbent upon all of us as American citizens to pay attention.
All of the Republic identifies the enemies of our nation, the criminal offshore cartel, hell-bent on destroying sovereignty and on its ashes constructing world government.
Tim Geithner, Bernanke, they're arsonists. They're asking for more matches. And the Congress is saying, who do we make the check out to?
Today seems like nobody does care. And right now in Washington, D.C., we have seen a fall of the Republic.
Get your copy of Fall of the Republic on DVD at InfoWars.com or watch it online right now in super high quality at PrisonPlanet.tv.
Originally, we the people have entrusted government to be the guardians of currency, to ensure purity, content, weights and measures of gold and silver coins citizens would use for commerce. This reinstalled confidence after the demise of the fiat continental system, wisdom being lost with time. The government we once entrusted to protect from counterfeit has colluded with private business, creating the largest fiat counterfeiting scheme our country ever experienced. This is not only a transfer of power to an institution that is not accountable to our elected government, but has also caused the dollar to lose more than 90 cents of its original value. Now foreign governments are trying to divest themselves from this once world reserve currency. Hi, this is Ted Anderson. I'm offering a book that explains how the system works. Call me today at 800-686-2237. I will give you a silver dollar free just for purchasing the book. Call today at 800-686-2237. Again, that's 800-686-2237.
Hello, at OfTheField.com, we strive to empower you with wild food preparedness. We get lots of amazing positive feedback, most of which we feature on OfTheField.com. Here's a small sample of all that people like you have to say about the wild food experience.
As a homesteader attempting to live sustainably, I was floored by the amount of information in this book.
Dear Linda, I would be hard-pressed to express how much you have impacted my life.
I'm amazed by the wealth of the author's knowledge and the depth of the coverage in this book.
As we see more and more GMO foods on the shelves, this information is good to know.
I am thankful to God for you, Linda.
I can't say enough about this book.
Blessings to you and your family.
The greatest of effect this book has had on me and my family is that we truly see Earth's bounty everywhere.
Folks, thanks for letting us help you get back to basics. Read all of the testimonials at OfTheField.com. You can order online for you and your loved ones or call 1-888-51-EAT-FREE to share in the secret.
Monday through Friday from 11 a.m. to 3 p.m. Central, we're here live, back Sundays 4 to 6 p.m. The websites are InfoWars.com and PrisonPlanet.com. Ricky Ross' website is FreewayEnterprise.com. We'll put that up on screen for PrisonPlanet.tv viewers and radio listeners. We have a link up on our website, PrisonPlanet.com. Ricky, going back, though, to Dark Alliance, the articles, the book, Gary Webb, all documented. And do you have any doubt that they murdered him?
Man, and not in my mind. I'm almost positive that they murdered Gary Webb. I mean, you know, he cut so much stuff out. He made them tell on themselves. You know, the evidence was so clear that, you know, even the CIA admitted that they knew that their operatives were selling drugs in this country. You know, in my situation, and said, yeah, we knew that these guys were selling drugs, but we didn't sanction it. And that's when, you know, Congresswoman Waters came back and say, well, you know that it's your job to stop drug dealers from selling drugs in the country, and you turn the blind eye.
Let's get a little bit more into what happened in your trial, the type of stuff that you, your lawyer, and Gary Webb got to come out.
Well, we turned up this kind of information. We thought that that was enough to free me from prison. You know, that the CIA knew that they're operatives, because what we tried to do is we tried to use the government theory about entrapment against them, that if you're operative, somebody that you're paying is selling drugs, then that's just like you selling drugs. You know, you're connected to this person from the pay, so whatever he does, you're responsible for it. And we tried to hit him from that angle on my appeal. You understand what I'm trying to say?
Yeah, oh, absolutely. I mean, clearly, and this wasn't even a sting or entrapment. They were using you to make the money. They were using you. That'd be like if a mafia don gives an order to a soldier to go do something. The mafia don's more guilty than the soldier. How do you send the soldier to prison and not the don?
Absolutely. And that's the scenario that we tried to use in our case and trial that you know, me and Alan tried to put together. And we got all that information via Gary's investigation. You know, what Gary put together and turned in, we turned around and used those same documents in court, in the federal government. The Ninth Circuit Court of Appeals said, yeah, okay, they were selling drugs. The CIA was involved. But we're not going to excuse Ricky Ross from selling drugs, too.
Now, a lot of evidence shows you'd gone completely clean. And
Absolutely. That
they set you up because they didn't want you running around out there because they knew Gary Webb had already been talking to you.
Well, you know what? I figured, and like you're saying, they felt that it would be better for me to be in prison talking about what had happened. Hey, it would lessen my credibility. You know, if you got a guy, he's from prison, and he's saying that the CIA is selling drugs, you know, oh, some wacko from prison, you know, saying all this stuff. But if a guy is on the streets, saying it, you know, it gives him more credibility. So they felt that it would be much better to have me in prison than to have me out on the street saying the same thing.
Is the government putting pressure on you, or have you had any veiled or open threats to keep your mouth shut?
No, not at this time. I haven't. Nobody has contacted me at all about anything. But you know, Alex, I really don't talk about it much anymore. I just been trying to go on with my life, and hopefully. You know, I don't wind up, you know, in the ocean or nothing like that there.
Well, plus it's an open secret. They've had congressional hearings, documentaries, the cover of Esquire, CIA aircraft are always crashing full of drugs. I mean, I guess they just don't even care anymore. Okay, we bring the drugs in, your kids use it, and we put them in prison.
Right. The people are not going to do anything. You know, they're under the feeling that, I mean, we do what we want to do. We lie about whatever we want to lie about, and the people keep on letting us stay in power and keep on collecting all the money. You know, you know, I take my hat off to Gary, you know, for what he did, but I don't know many people that would put their life on the line like Gary did, and knowing that nothing's going to change, that our people are going to continuously allow our elected officials to continue running mockery of our country.
And he had a new book coming out with even more damning evidence. And now that book didn't get published because they shot him twice in the head with a shotgun.
Well, you know, they took the other book. They didn't want to put the other book out. They wouldn't put any promotion behind it. You know, they fired him from the newspaper.
Yes.
I mean, from the newspaper. I mean, Gary was catching pretty hell from everywhere. You know, one of my friends, Jesse Cashman, the L.A. Times, he come down and you know, try to secretly do an interview with me that I felt was totally improper, you know, that I didn't know what was going on. So, you know, all of them ganged up on him. And I thought that it was really unfair. I thought that they should go and do an investigation and try to prove that he was right.
But that's what he's been proven right. But that's why they killed him. He had another book coming out to prove all that. Good guys get torn down by COINTELPRO. And that's what they did to Gary Webb. And he wouldn't shut up, so they killed him. We'll be right back with Freeway Ricky Ross. Stay with us.
We're on the march. The empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
Hi, neighbor. No matter when the time comes to survive on our food supply, every single one of us who have prepared will have two regrets. Even those who haven't wasted a single penny on Christmas, birthdays, and vacations in order to store all the food possible. Even those who have sold stuff and taken on part-time jobs to buy food. Even those who have traded their gold while it will still buy food. Yes, we will have been called stupid, crazy, and foolish. When folks won't be able to afford food and there won't be any food for any amount of money, we will still have two regrets. We will regret that we didn't get more serious about more food sooner. We will deeply regret that we didn't get enough food. Putting off emergency food preparations will be the most dangerous decision that some of us will ever make. Call 800-409-5633. On the web, efoodsdirect.com. 800-409-5633.
Hundreds of nations have fallen to tyranny in the last century alone. This is our last chance to not relive history.
As we're finishing off this agenda, they'll be pulling the rug from underneath Americans at home.
A tremendous influence on our president and Congress. And they really are calling the shots.
I think it's incumbent upon all of us as American citizens to pay attention.
Fall of the Republic identifies the enemies of our nation, the criminal offshore cartel, hell-bent on destroying sovereignty and on its ashes constructing world government.
Tim Geithner, Bernanke, they're arsonists. They're asking for more matches. And the Congress is saying, who do we make the check out to?
Today, it seems like nobody does care. And right now in Washington, D.C., we have seen a fall of the Republic.
Get your copy of Fall of the Republic on DVD at InfoWars.com or watch it online right now in super high quality at PrisonPlanet.tv.
Hounded by debt collectors with phone calls and letters? Thinking of calling a debt relief company? Don't. Greedy lawyers and debt companies charge thousands. Why pay when you can get their solution absolutely free with New York Times best-selling author Herb Kay's number one debt secret, the how-to on stopping the calls without paying the debt companies. Yes, free for a very limited time. Here's Herb Kay.
Don't get ripped off by credit repair companies when I can give you the information you need to do it yourself for free.
Herb Kay was right. His free information helped me stop the calls and settle my debt.
What have you got to lose? Stop the calls now, get out of debt, and have more money. Get Herb Kay's number one debt secret absolutely free now. Call 888-352-7726. That's 888-352-7726. 888-352-7726.
Way, ladies and gentlemen, Kevin Booth's film that I'm in and consulted on, American Drug War, details the fraud of the drug war. He's got part two of it out that's a lot more hardcore, getting into government drug dealing, how the fake drug war works, how they want to ban and restrict vitamins like their drugs now, even vitamin C and fish oil. It's all covered in How Weed Won the West. It starts shipping the 15th of this month. Pre-order it today. You can get American Drug War half price at InfoWars.com. FreewayEnterprise.com is the website of Freeway Ricky Ross, probably the biggest drug dealer in West Coast history, who discovered that the CIA was why he was getting cocaine cheaper than anybody else. And they've got similar people all over today. It's like Tony Montana says in Scarface, which is based on a composite of true stories. Oliver Stone wrote that. With real drug dealers, he's sitting there in his hot tub and he's going, they're the banks. They've got it all figured out. They've been here 1,000 years. They'll be here in 1,000 years. Fly, Pelican. And, basically, that's what's going on, ladies and gentlemen. And they use people like Ricky Ross, a real life Tony Montana, except he's not out murdering people, and set him up to get him out of the way. Now, Ricky, you know, I've thrown out a lot of questions. I have a lot of questions here from Twitter. But anything else you want to impart to this audience of a couple million people, what you think is important, what you're currently doing before we get into some of the listener questions?
Well, Alex, I think that an ounce of prevention is better than a pound of cure. I think that we got to get out here to our kids. We got to start talking to them. And we got to start listening, you know, to what they're saying. You know, I've been visiting a lot of these kids, these schools in the ghettos. And man, it's amazing that these kids come up to me after I finish talking to them and say, you know what, nobody never told me to think like this here. You know, basically what I'm teaching them, Alex, is that you have to take something and put it in your hand and weigh it. You know, you just don't take everything at face value for what the TV says, what rappers say, or what your guy down the street say, or what your neighbors say. You have to be able to think for yourself and analyze every situation for what it is, because when you start letting other people think for you, you're in trouble. They're going to take you, they're going to use you, and you'll become their victim.
On the drug war, all the statistics, all the studies, European countries that have done it, if we decriminalize drugs, on average, within a decade, drug use drops by more than half. Crime implodes. Look what happened with alcohol prohibition, and alcohol kills 300,000 people a year. What is your stance on drug decriminalization?
I totally agree with you that if you take the value out of drugs, then it will no longer have the attraction that it has right now. Right now, drug dealing has an appeal. You know, Alex, right now they treat me like a rock star out here on the streets. You know, when I go places, people come up to me and hug me. They want to take pictures with me. I've probably taken 20, 30,000 pictures since I've been home. I go to USC football games, they want to take pictures. I go to the Lakers games, they want to take pictures. When I go to the schools. So, you know, it's something wrong with that way of thinking. You know, when you figure that I was a drug dealer, that why would anybody want to take pictures with a guy like this here? It's because of the decriminalization. It's the glamour that goes with it. You know, you beat the system, you're different. We have to take that kind of stuff out of it.
Exactly. You take the $500 billion a year in the U.S. connected to illegal drugs out of it, and it will disappear overnight, and we can have real communities and not have these cancers in the community. And the system knows that. That's why they chose the black community to put the cocaine out in it, just like they say in The Godfather. You know, keep it in the colored area. They're animals.
Absolutely.
Let them lose their souls.
Absolutely. And on top of that, Alex, look at the prison industry. They have these guys, they put these guys in there 19 years old and give them 20 years, and these guys work 20 years, but then on top of that, they pay them 25 cents an hour, but then they charge the taxpayers $40,000 a year per guy. You know, take a guy like me. They gave me a life sentence for selling drugs. I was going to live another 50 years. So America, taxpayers, you, Alex, would have been paying $40,000 a year to keep me in prison, plus my medical bills. And then you only feed me beans and rice. Where's all this money going? You know, you got me in a room the size of a closet. The sheets probably only cost a dollar. Where's all the money going, Alex? Who's getting greed from this prison industry?
Well, that's what's sick, Ricky, is I know you've studied this being in there for more than 20 years, but I've looked at it in depth. The
Absolutely.
Major global private prison industries are all owned and run by the biggest money laundering, drug dealing banks.
Huh. Ain't that crazy? Don't that all come together? And then the only people that can invest in that company, you have to be a part of the government. Judge, prosecutor, police officer. I mean, it's like one big family. Everybody's benefiting. Everybody's profiting.
Well, that's how they legalize slavery again. They put addictive substances out that they
Absolutely.
Know people are going to get addicted to. They promote it in the movies like it's cool and fun and glamorous. And when you
Absolutely.
Use it, they lock you up in their private prison owned by the kingpin drug dealers.
Alex, you figured that thing out. You know it better than I do, and I live there. That's exactly the way it works, Alex. I don't know how you did it from out here. You're one of the conscious ones. But that's what we need the rest of our country to wake up to and know that, you know, we can take that money that we're pumping into their pockets and start using it to educate our kids. Alex, you know, I go to those schools, and these schools don't have the basic books that our kids need to learn. It's ridiculous.
It's incredible. Ricky, I want to bring Kevin Booth up, who has interviewed you and posted it on his Sacred Cow site, who's been working with you for the last 5, 6, 7 years in prison, was also working with Gary Webb till he got murdered. I want to bring Kevin up with some of his questions or stories about working with you and how great it is to now have you as a force of truth out
well,
on the street.
Kevin is another trailblazer like Gary, man. Kevin gets it in. Kevin comes out here, and believe me, Alex, I worry about him sometimes. He's in South Central Los Angeles, gang-infested South Central Los Angeles, little Kevin, white boy, with a camera. Can you believe that? When I saw that, I was like, Kevin, are you out of your mind?
I can hear Kevin right now. Kevin, you're on with Free Ricky Ross. Good to have you here with us.
Hey, man. It practically brings a tear to my eye to hear Ricky free and talking to you and everything like that, so it's a really great day.
Kevin, tell the story. You rode back with Freeway Ricky Ross on the Greyhound bus for, what, 20 hours? What was that like?
20 hours. Try practically 48 hours. It's about 38 hours. I think Ricky chose the bus ride because however long if he flew, he would have only gotten out for 8 hours to go to the halfway house, so he chose the bus trip so he could at least have 36 hours of freedom to go to the halfway house. But I think the last time I came on your show, we were all talking about how Ricky had a release date and they weren't going to adhere by it and all the games that they played. And I heard Ricky mention Congresswoman Waters. I'd like to just say what a great help she was. She really came to bat for Ricky there at the end.
That's right, Ricky. They were going to keep you in the slammer.
Yeah, they wasn't planning on letting me out. But, you know, you guys stood up and now I'm here. And, you know what I'm saying? I hope you guys keep me up under your wing now. Don't let me out here by myself. Hey, because you know this country, they hold grudges.
Absolutely. You were trying to say something when we cut you off, Ricky.
I said that don't you guys leave me out here by myself. You know, these people, they hold grudges, and, you know, I'm going to continue to do what I do.
But before Kevin started talking, you were trying to say something to Kevin. Do you remember what that was?
Oh, what was I saying? Oh, good to start the show, Kev. I can't remember exactly what it was, but, you know, Kevin is a trailblazer, man. He's out here, you know, like I was saying, he's in South Central with his cameras, and sometimes I'll be worried about him. You know, I say, man, you got to be careful going over there, Kevin. I grew up over here. So, you know, they have a little white guy with a camera over here.
Amazing. Kevin, you know, there's so many questions I've asked Ricky, and I want Ricky to, I mean, talk more about his experience in prison before that with the CIA. But Kevin, any questions you've got for Ricky?
Oh, you know, not really. I mean, we talk all the time, but it just, you know, once again, it just makes me happy to hear Ricky on the show finally and being able to express himself so well.
I know, Kevin. Obviously, you talk to Ricky all the time. You guys are good friends. I'm saying any interesting questions for the radio listeners?
Well, you know, why don't you talk a little bit about the halfway house experience and you know, that whole process that you were forced to go through and how ridiculous that was.
Oh, yeah, that's another one, Alex. They expect us to go out in the halfway house. You know, now every place you go, you got to fill out a job application online, right? You would think that the halfway house would have computers, right?
Yes.
No computers, no cell phones. You can only go out at a certain time to look for a job. I mean, total BS. Guess how much they make a day for holding an inmate? $75, taxpayers' money.
And they call these places halfway house. It's a total joke. I mean, my brother was mentally ill, and he was in what I would consider a real halfway house. They're actual houses. When I went to go see this place that they had Ricky in, these aren't halfway houses. These are like little mini prisons that are like just scattered all over our neighborhoods. I mean, this is like a little miniature prison. It was almost like a high school, the size of a high school, with 300 people sleeping there. In the middle of a neighborhood, you know, it's incredible. This is like a whole other scam taking place right under our noses.
And all the research shows, and I want Ricky to speak to this, just from personal experience, that when you put large populations of people in prison, especially for nonviolent crime, they become colleges of crime. The people now have a record. Now they're part of the criminal underworld, and this creates more and more crime. You know, police always send me emails and say, I'm glad we've got more people in prison than China or the whole EU combined. Well, no, I'm not glad because I know that creates a culture of crime. Ricky.
Absolutely. You take young guys that come in prison and they only was, you know, buying $1,000 worth of drugs. Now he's with a kingpin from Colombia or from Mexico or with bank robbers. And these older guys, they feed off of these young kids. You know, like for me, I fed off of them too, but I was trying to teach them the things that I've been through. But a lot of times in prison, that doesn't happen. That's why they're so concerned right now with terrorism, because they know that they give these young kids so much time, Alex. You know, you give a kid 18, 19 years old, 20 years in prison, he's going to be bitter.
And that is...
I sold drugs for,
And as we discuss in the new film, How Weed Won the West, there's an incarceration rate that actually the government's own research has shown where when we hit a certain level of incarceration, it makes crime rates go up.
Which is then more police to control more people, to make more money, to put more people in the prisons as the military-industrial complex absorbs America. Ricky Ross, the naked body scanners, they want to put everybody through at airports, recording our naked bodies. I mean, we're all being trained to be prisoners.
Absolutely. Absolutely. And if we don't stop it, Alex, if we don't stop it, we're not going to have any rights. They can tap our phones out whenever they want to. Your friends can come and record you. I mean, it's ridiculous. I mean, what is America coming through? Are we becoming a harmony?
It's amazing. Ricky, again, how do people support what you're doing with your community programs?
Well, they can donate money to us at freewayenterprise.com. They can contact me on there. I have my own email address. It's Rick Ross, RICKROSS 90746 at gmail.com. I definitely need help because I'm trying to start programs here in South Central for the kids. I also need help with my traveling. You know, right now I'm putting it out of my check. You know, when I go across, around the country, speaking to kids in different schools. We plan on doing a tour here in California where I go to like 20 schools and, you know, just educate the kids. And I would appreciate any help that I can get. And anybody that would like to volunteer to come out to the schools and support would be much appreciated.
And you're explaining to children that the drug culture is evil and designed to destroy them, correct?
Absolutely, and that just because they feel that they're going against the government by selling drugs is just what the government have in mind. You know, they have us thinking that by selling drugs, you're rebelling against the government. But that's exactly what the government wants you to think. It's like a reverse psychology thing that they've done to the kids, because most of the kids that get involved with drugs consider themselves rebels.
Absolutely, and in truth, you're funding the big banks, and you're allowing them to now have a pretext to control and run your life and destroy your communities.
And I'd like to I've been lucky enough to travel with Ricky on at least one of the trips that he went to, and I just want to say it's what an incredible effect he has to go to a place like a detention center where you've got a bunch of teenagers who they won't listen to anybody, but when Ricky walks in the room, they definitely all shut up and they listen to every word he has to say, and it's really, really quite moving to see it in person.
I've got some questions here from listeners. Here's a Twitter question, Ricky. What other illegal activities was your CIA supplier involved with to give himself credibility to hook you in? I mean, how did they keep you from knowing it was the CIA?
Gun, hand grenade. Automatic, fully automatic weapons, machine guns.
So the CIA wasn't just bringing in cocaine, they were bringing in guns.
Absolutely.
Unbelievable. Absolutely. And then the public gets even more scared, and they get to get more police to then control the public.
And they got all this firepower. You know, remember? And then they need more time. Remember, they increased the minimum mandatory. Well, now we need minimum mandatory so we can put them in prison longer because these guys are more violent than they used to be. Well,
you know,
they gave them guns.
That's come out in Florida, the CIA was supplying, and I knew in Texas. But so this CIA handler, and this came out in hearings and in court, folks, was also supplying weapons, which
was... told them they used to sell me weapons.
Didn't they used to have a front as like some sort of car place or something, or some sort of car dealership?
They had a car dealership. They had a security thing where they did security for different people. And, you know, they had a bunch of different fronts.
Ricky, so this whole time you were working for them, they kept it secret that they were CIA, or did you ever hear that, or did you ever wonder?
No, I never knew. I never had a clue. Only thing that I knew, Alex, is that they were fighting a war in their country. I did know that. I knew that much about it. That's what they had told me many times. That's why they stole drugs.
Oh, so they admitted to you that they were funding a war in their country.
Right. They admitted that. Now, where the war was at, I didn't know that. I didn't know anything about Nicaragua. I knew nothing about Contras, nor the CIA at that time.
Did you know how they were getting the drugs into Southern California?
Nope, they wouldn't tell me that. Well, you know, he was a racist and a bigot, too.
Really?
Oh, yeah. Yeah, Gary found a tape that they had where he said, just like you said, you know, give it to the end. You know, nobody cares what happens to him.
Yeah, I think there's that soundbite of him actually in American Drug War where he says, you know, I hate the ends, but they deal in cash, so let's use them.
That's exactly what I think you hit it right on the head, Kevin. Mm-hmm.
And again, folks, you can get American Drug War and How the Weed Won the West at InfoWars.com. This film is out. You can get it half price when you order How Weed Won the West, which comes out in 12 days at InfoWars.com. I'm sorry, go ahead.
And Alex, guess what? The courts wouldn't let us play that tape to the jury. They let this guy testify against me and said that tape had absolutely nothing to do with his testimony.
Him saying we're dealing drugs to the N-words.
Right. And don't nobody care about him. And that he didn't like them. Because I never heard the tape because the judge wouldn't let us play the tape in court.
Well, for 150 years, it's been on record that the prostitution, the gambling, the drug dealing is allowed in the poor areas, especially the black areas. We'll be right back.
Our economy is in great distress. The financial dominoes can fall at any time. It's time to stop hoping it doesn't happen and prepare just in case it does. You have auto and home insurance. Why wouldn't you have food insurance? Are you prepared to feed your family long term? Because it might take years to recover. As the adult, it's your responsibility to feed your family, especially during rough times. SurvivalistSeeds.com is offering a package that will give you a 3-acre heirloom vegetable garden anywhere. 50 heirloom varieties, 8,000 vegetable seeds, over 5 pounds of healthy food. Don't be fooled by marketing companies disguised as patriots. SurvivalistSeeds.com is owned by Big John Lipscomb, host of Don't Tread on Me radio show.
Hundreds of nations have fallen to tyranny in the last century alone. This is our last chance to not relive history.
As we're finishing off this agenda, they'll be pulling the rug from underneath Americans at home.
They have tremendous influence on our president and Congress, and they really are calling the shots.
I think it's incumbent upon all of us as American citizens to pay attention.
All of the Republic identifies the enemies of our nation, the criminal offshore cartel, hell-bent on destroying sovereignty and on its ashes constructing world government.
Tim Geithner, Bernanke, they're arsonists. They're asking for more matches. And the Congress is saying, who do we make the check out to?
Today seems like nobody does care. And right now in Washington, D.C., we have seen a fall of the Republic.
Get your copy of Fall of the Republic on DVD at InfoWars.com or watch it online right now in super high quality at PrisonPlanet.tv.
AirAndAqua.com is your one-stop shop for some of the most affordable air and water purification systems available on the market today. AirAndAqua.com knows exactly what doesn't belong in our air and our water, and they know exactly how to help you rid your home or office of these harmful toxins. Did you know that your skin actually absorbs more chlorine while you shower than from the water you drink? AirAndAqua.com can help you eliminate dangerous chlorine from your water. AirAndAqua.com carries atmospheric water generators, glass water bottles, chlorine-reducing shower filters, air purifiers, water ionizers, filters that remove up to 95% of the fluoride in your water, whole house water purification systems, solar-powered lawn and garden products, water testing kits, and more. Visit AirAndAqua.com. That's Air and AQUA Aqua.com. Or call 1-866-380-2782. That's 1-866-380-2782. AirAndAqua.com. Purify your life.
No one knows what it's like to be the bad man, to be the sad man behind blue eyes. No one knows what it's like.
In 2 years of his career as one of the biggest drug dealers in U.S. history, Ricky Ross made $500 million, or $500 million conservatively, went through his hands. And he was just one of the larger conduits to put it on the street. They only bust the middle size and small drug dealers. 80-plus percent of illegal drug users only use marijuana. If you decriminalize that, it wounds their phony drug war that the drug cartels controlled by our government are taking over the planet with. If you decriminalize, you shut off the CIA's main funding mechanism and the fake war they're using to take over America. Your comments on that, Ricky Ross?
I got like 10 more minutes.
He's talking to, he's got guys talking to him in the background. Ricky.
Yeah.
What would it do to the CIA if we decriminalized drugs?
Oh, man, it would take a big bite out of their budget. You know, they couldn't no longer raise funds that Congress and the rest of the country knows about. You know, with illegal drugs, they can get money that's non-traceable. You know, nobody knows where it comes from. Nobody knows that this person was paid off or that person was paid off. You know, it's just free money.
3 weeks ago, Ron Paul gave a speech documenting that the CIA has had a coup in America and already runs our country.
Yeah, I wouldn't doubt that. I believe that's probably true. I mean, because the people are not standing up, you know, and until the people take charge, you know, somebody's going to run it. And, you know, the people with money, you know, that's what they want money for, to run.
But it's so obvious that criminal elements in government made drugs illegal because their alcohol prohibition had ended, and they wanted a new black market to take over with.
I agree. I totally agree with that. And drugs was a perfect venue for that.
And we're now 70-plus years into the drug war, and the bigger the drug war gets, Ricky, the more drugs we got on the street. Why is that?
Well, I mean, it's like this here, Alex. There's no way that they can win this drug war. Drugs, if somebody wants to get high, Alex, they're going to get high. You know, a guy OD'd when I was in the hole at a maximum security prison. A guy OD'd in the hole. He's in a cell by himself, no other inmate contact. How did this happen? How could he be in a hole and OD?
The jail guards are selling him the drugs.
Exactly. Somebody's going to get it to him. And usually it's the people of authority.
Which is why they want to keep it illegal. And they want to get 50% of kids, according to the New Freedom Initiative, on Prozac and Ritalin, which are even more dangerous than other narcotics.
Yeah, I totally agree.
And a lot of those drugs, and it's been proven, too, that children who take those drugs at an early age will be more susceptible to becoming addicted to things like crystal meth, cocaine, crack, and on and on.
Well, it's so obvious, and the government is a bunch of drug-dealing crooks who want to make us all drug addicts. Well, the only thing we can do is decriminalize now. Look at Mexico collapsing, Ricky Ross, because of the drug war.
Exactly, and the drug lords run the country because they have all the money. They're draining all the money out of the economy. And the same thing is happening here in America. I mean, the people, the black market is killing us all the way around.
That's how the British brought down China, was bringing drugs in.
Yeah, nobody wins from a drug war. I'm totally convinced of that. There's no way that anybody wins except the authorities.
The bankers.
And the bankers.
Which are the authority?
They're going to continue to push this makeshift war on us and keep stealing the money out of our education system and all the other places that need money. They're going to continue to rob them.
Ricky, fire out your website for folks. We're coming back with five final minutes with you. Give folks your website, Ricky. Is Freeway Enterprise the only one to go to?
www.freewayenterprise.com.
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.